재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Sharing inspirational and motivational quotes and excerpts from great books to brighten up your Sunday. Life in Lines.
It is time for Life in Lines. This month, we prepared excerpts from Kim Hoon's writings on bicycles, dogs, ramen, and his own father. Today's excerpt is from the essay 광야를 달리는 말, or The Horse Racing Across the Wilderness. 'When I was in middle school, I was captivated by Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn was a delinquent who did not do well in school, came from a poor family, got into fights, and was always up to no good. But he was filled with longing and curiosity toward the unknown and had the conviction and decisiveness to follow through. Huckleberry's father was a drunk who didn't bring home any money, if he came home at all. He would vow to his son that he would never drink again and start drinking in mid-afternoon the very next day. When I was young, I thought my father and his father were similar. Around seventh grade, before I had my head screwed on properly, I said to my father, who dropped by after being away for a long time, "You're just like Huckleberry Finn's father." Father was drunk, but he knew right away what I was getting at. He stared off into space for a moment and said, "How can a horse racing across the wilderness look after his stable?" There was no pioneer's wilderness for my father to race. I realized this when I was older. Father did not gallop across plains. He was grinding himself away, crashing into obstacles left and right in the wasteland of his times that offered no space to run free. When father's martial arts fiction was doing well and he had some money coming in, he would go around paying for everyone's drinks. I would go out looking for my father at my mother's behest, and once I found him at a pub. He paid for everyone on the first floor and then beckoned the waitstaff, "Hey, how much for the second floor?" He picked up their tab as well. All the drunkards at the pub were his friends and colleagues. I watched him with admiration as I wondered, "When will I get to do that?" That was father's pitiful wilderness. More illuminating lines coming up next week on Life in Lines.